Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Proverbs 3, 21 to 35. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 21 to 35. My son, do not let wisdom and understanding out of your sight. Preserve sound judgment and discretion. There will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked, for the Lord will be at your side and will keep your foot from being snared. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to act. Do not say to your neighbor, "Come back tomorrow, and I will give it to you," when you already have it with you. Do not plot harm against your neighbor who lives trustfully near you. Do not accuse anyone for no reason when they have done you no harm. Do not envy the violent or choose any of their ways. For the Lord detests the perverse, but takes the upright into his confidence. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. He mocks proud mockers, but shows favor to the humble and oppressed. The wise inherit honor, but fools get only shame. My theme for reflection is wisdom that works, compassion that acts, wisdom that works, compassion that acts. There is a familiar human habit of admiring good ideas without ever letting them disturb our routines. We like wisdom on coffee mugs and compassion on slogans, but Proverbs gently refuses to let wisdom remain decorative. It insists that wisdom must walk, speak, and act. Proverbs 3:21 to 35 invites us into a way of life where attentiveness to God reshapes how we treat our neighbors, especially when fear, convenience, or self-interest tempt us to hold back. The problem the text addresses is subtle but enduring. The gap between knowing what is right and doing what is good. Wisdom, Solomon suggests, is not merely intellectual brilliance or moral insight. It is a way of being aligned with God's order so deeply that trust replaces anxiety and generosity overcomes calculation. My child, the passage begins, urging us not to let wisdom and understanding out of our sight. Why? Because without them we default to self-protection. We withhold good when it is in our power to act. We cross the street from neighbors in need. We plan harm through indifference rather than malice. Proverbs confronts this instinct head-on. Do not withhold good when it is in your power to do it. Do not say, "Come back tomorrow," when you can help today. Here, wisdom becomes compassion in motion. This resonates strikingly with the story of Ananias in Acts, who is told by God to get up and go to Saul. Like the wise person in Proverbs, Ananias must move from discernment to obedience, and from fear to faithful action. Wisdom without courage would have left Saul blind and isolated. Compassion without obedience would have remained a noble intention. Interestingly, this biblical vision stands in creative tension with Epicurean philosophy. Epicurus taught that the goal of life was ataraxia, freedom from disturbance, and he urged people to avoid situations that might bring fear or pain. While often caricatured as crude pleasure-seeking, Epicurean thought prized peace, moderation, and the avoidance of unnecessary harm. Yet Proverbs presses further. It suggests that true peace does not come from avoiding costly encounters, but from trusting God deeply enough to act rightly within them. When Epicurus might counsel distance for the sake of tranquility, biblical wisdom invites proximity for the sake of love, grounded in confidence that the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. This confidence is not arrogance. Proverbs warns sharply against arrogance, mockery, and violence, naming them as parts that ultimately collapse under their own weight. The wise person is humble, teachable, and generous because they know their security does not come from cleverness or control, but from God's steadfast presence. Wisdom in Scripture is profoundly relational. It binds personal faithfulness to communal well-being. The Old Testament echoes this vision elsewhere. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? Micah 6:8. Proverbs 3 gives flesh to that calling, showing how humility before God produces courage before neighbors and restraint in the face of conflict. For Christian people today, this passage invites honest self-examination. In a world anxious about scarcity, safety, and self-advancement, wisdom still calls us to trust, to act, and to refuse the easy refuge of indifference. Compassion may feel risky, but Scripture insists it is the path of life. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where have I delayed doing good, even though it was within my power to act? Number two, whose well-being have I quietly separated from my own sense of peace or security? And now our practical exercise for the day. Choose one concrete act of kindness today that costs you time, attention, or comfort, and offer it without expecting recognition or return. Wise and generous God, keep your wisdom before our eyes and your compassion alive in our hands. Free us from fear that withholds good and pride that resists correction. Teach us to trust you deeply, to act justly, and to walk humbly so that our lives may reflect your peace in a troubled world. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.